Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Joining us now, as he does every Monday at this time, unless we pause a week, and I guess we learned our lesson, we'll never ever pause a week again because so much has happened since then. Sheriff Bob Johns from Santa Rosa County. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Good to have you with us. You had some words earlier this week for, earlier last week for would-be drug dealers in Santa Rosa County.
So this puts all the dopers in Santa Rosa County on notice. If you're going to sell dope in Santa Rosa County, we're going to arrest you and we're going to try to take as much stuff from you as we can.
A house or a trailer to which you guys had been called more than 70 times demolished, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a real blight on District 1, which is Gulf Breeze. We've been there so many times for everything from search warrants to arrest warrants to just overdoses. It was just a real den of iniquity, I guess you could say. But it's not there anymore, and the county owns the property, so they're going to donate that to a nonprofit like Habitat for Humanity or somebody that can build a house there and give it to someone in need.
And I know some people, I just know how people think. They're like, well, why didn't you turn that house into housing for somebody? But it was my understanding that not only the history, but that the interior conditions were definitely not something where you'd want people living there. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. The floor was rotten. There was no running water or anything like that. So it was infested with roaches and rats, and it was just something that could not be saved.
Well, you know, I appreciate you guys doing that, and obviously I know the neighbors will probably appreciate that as well, taking action to seize drug, you know, seize or destroy, you know, whatever the case may be to discourage them. Appreciate that. Kind of an unusual case, the first time in your tenure as sheriff over the last 7 years that a gun was recovered from a school at Avalon Middle. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. It doesn't happen very often over here. I think Wendell Hall, he was sheriff for 16 years before me. I think a couple were discovered during his tenure, but this is the first one for me. And I tell you what, it's pretty disturbing. So two kids ended up getting arrested and the investigation's ongoing. But yeah, crazy. 22 revolver. One kid brought it to school, put it in another kid's backpack. And, you know, there was no info that they were going to shoot anybody, but I think it was more of a showing off kind of thing. But just, you know, I tell everybody, if you have children and you have guns, you've got to keep them out of reach of children. That's the law.
Well, the good news, such as you said, is that there doesn't seem to have been any intent for them to do harm with it. But, you know, still, accidents happen and, you know, revolvers, you know, a revolver and a backpack get jostled the wrong way and something really awful could happen. Was the gun was loaded? Do we know?
Yeah, the gun was loaded. And that's another thing. I mean, how many people a year, adults per year, shoot themselves by accident?
Yeah.
A lot. And so now you give it to a 13-year-old. I mean, that's just a recipe for disaster.
And you know, again, I know the investigation's ongoing, but I'm guessing that this was, you know, we thought this was fun or cool or we could show off and pass it around and something
exactly.
Along those lines.
Yeah, I'm a big guy. Look at me. Mm. So kind of thing. So, but yeah, now he's got to find someplace else to go to school.
Wow. And these and they were teenagers, I mean, middle school. So like what, 14, 15,
yeah.
But being charged as an adult. Is that right?
I think they were 13, and I don't know about charging as adults, but I can tell you it's a felony even
okay.
As a juvenile. So,
got
so
it.
And I don't know that either of them had a prior record, so I don't know what the court system will do. All we do is, you know, just give them the facts, and they decide what they're going to do with them.
Yeah, I misspoke. No, I didn't mean charges as an adult. I meant that it was a felony. Thank you for correcting me about that. Also had, and this is a really sad story, but we had a death investigation after a domestic stabbing in East Milton, right?
Yeah, that was sad. We had a daughter who killed her father, and it was, I tell you what, this year is really strange for Santa Rosa County. We normally have about 4 homicides a year, and I think that was like number 9 or 10.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's just, and there's no rhyme or reason. You know, almost all of them were domestic violence related, so they're hard to prevent. I mean, you can't really prevent those as law enforcement, even though we try as best we can.
Is it your perception that, I know you can have fluke years, and when the numbers are small to begin with, you know, anything is a big difference, right?
Sure.
So I understand how statistics and average work are there, but is it your impression that as a general situation that like the trouble environment is worse than it was before, and therefore this is kind of the byproduct of that? Or is it just, no, things are kind of what they always are, except for this weird statistical blip?
Yeah, I think it's just an anomaly. So my last year in major crimes, I want to say it was 1999 or 98, we had four homicides in a week, which back then we were averaging two a year.
Wow.
And and then we had four in 1 week. So it's just, you know, you can't predict them. You really can't prevent them. It's not like, you know, shoplifting where you can, you know, be out there and be a presence where people, you know, won't shoplift. This occurs 99% of the stuff we get is indoors, and it's spur of the moment or heat of the moment, some crime of passion or domestic violence. So it's kind of, it is what it is.
You can't really send out the, you know, the domestic violence, you know, strike team to go to the places where people are unhappy and might get angry. I mean, it just, you know, it's no, there's no way to do that effectively. We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson from Santa Rosa County. Sheriff, hang on for just a second because I had one other thing. I wanted to talk with you about budget because we're in that time of the year right now. Candy's got traffic on the five.
It's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. 250-3756 for your no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. 98 is clear from Navarre to Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. General Chappy James Bridge, that's the 3-mile bridge, not showing any delays either. I could text in your traffic tips, 850-437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. What are you looking at in this budget? Are you hiring more deputies? Are you budgeting for pay increases, jail staffing? I know you and I have talked about this many times over the years, but are you at full staffing? Kind of tell me the situation with regards to the budget.
Yeah, our budget looks good this year. And, of course, we have the local option sales tax that takes care of our purchases of vehicles and things. And staffing right now, we're doing pretty good. We're doing better than we were. We still have, I want to say, about eight openings for correction officers. And then on the road, we're just putting people through training now, and we should be, hopefully, knock wood, fully staffed on our old numbers. But we're hoping to add some positions, hopefully four or five this year. And we really need to get over the next few years. There's several things we've got to do. Number one, get obviously more deputies, but we also need a new admin complex. Our admin complex we're in now was built back in the 90s when, you know, total employees, I think we had about 230, and now we're probably a little over 500. So I've got deputies working out of closets pretty much in that admin building. So a lot of things to do, but hopefully if I get my third term and I'm currently unopposed, I can get it all done and then retire and relax.
I know you look forward to that. Very good. Well, Sheriff Bob Johnson, he's a sheriff for Santa Rosa County. Sir, as always, thanks for the time, and thanks for doing what you do to keep things orderly and safe, and for helping just, you know, keep your deputies out on the road and doing what they need to do. I appreciate it, sir.
Yep, thank y'all too, and we'll talk to you next week.
You bet. 819 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, Peden, heating, air conditioning, electrical, plumbing, they do kind of all of it, and one of the things they've got right now is they've got a couple of specials going on during September. One of them is the $1,000 off of a water filtration system, so if you wanted to have a whole home filtration system put in, they can do that, and it's $1,000 off right now. Also, the Emax Auto Booster. You get 40% more hot water from your existing electric tank, and customers can get 50% off the Emax Auto Booster with the installation of any 40 or 50-gallon electric water heater. So just a couple of specials. But, you know, Peden's kind of place. They just specialize in doing it right the first time with the right products, good service, professional, everything, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You know, they have offices all over the place. Panama City, Destin, Fort Walton. They've now expanded to Baldwin County, and of course, a big location here in Pensacola in Ellison Field. So for any of your heating and air conditioning, electrical or plumbing needs, you can call Peden or just check them out online at Peden, PEADEN.com.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in this morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 8:22 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, there was a lot of good football over the weekend, not if you're a Saints fan or a Notre Dame fan, but still, I mean, good football, you know, nevertheless, and entertaining. One of the football games that you might not have been paying any attention to was Shenandoah University versus Juniata College, I think is like junior college. I don't know. Anyway, it's a Division III game, and it's not going to sound like too much until I tell you the significance of this play.
Exclusively in the gun.
German with trips left, throws under duress, incomplete. I think Quentin Stevens heard a lot of footsteps and came up empty at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, Quentin Stevens has made some nice plays early on.
Doesn't probably sound like too much until you know the backstory, which is that the hurry-up of the quarterback in that case came from Haley Van Horhees. That is Shenandoah University's safety, the first female to play in a NCAA game of any kind outside of the kicker position. You know, because kickers have happened before, but this is a Division III game, and she was the first time that a non-kicker position has played in NCAA, and she made a... It's not a tackle because he didn't have the ball, but she kind of hurried him up and then fell on him after that. You know, brought him down. I mean, she clearly outweighed by a good 50 to 60 pounds or so, it looked to me, based on the video. It is interesting to have a woman, you know, playing in Division III and, you know, being on the field at the same time. It sort of reinforces the idea that there are, you know, pretty fundamental differences between men and women. And, you know, you've got all of Division I, all of Division II, and all of the starters for Division III. And then you've got first time ever one girl's playing in this game. And, you know, okay. Outside of kicker. Again, outside of kicker, because that has happened a couple of times, I believe. 8:24 here on News Radio 92.3. We've got David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden is set to hit the picket lines tomorrow, Andrew. I suppose he's just visiting, though. He's heading to Michigan.
He's not striking against the White House?
He's not. Whether that's good or bad, I'll leave up to you. But he's headed to Michigan to stand with the UAW workers on Tuesday. And I believe former President Trump is also joining the picket lines to support UAW workers Wednesday. And this comes as the union recently expanded its strike to 20 different states after no progress has been made in talks with the big three automakers. The deadline for lawmakers to pass a spending plan and avoid a government shutdown is this Saturday. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he is optimistic some sort of deal will be worked out. And there's a new shelter opened in El Paso, Texas. This is the migrant crisis continues along the southern border. El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser says the new shelter should hold about 400 people. And of course, all of this comes as thousands have crossed the border since late last week, overwhelming border towns. I just checked Governor Greg Texas Governor Greg Abbott's X page. It's still weird saying X instead of Twitter. But he's had some posts recently showing the Texas National Guard in action there on the border, repelling migrants trying to cross the border, and also posted that several buses have been sent to send migrants into sanctuary cities.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, this whole business of, like, I mean, Biden's pretty good at inflation, right? I mean, making it. so you have, you know, 40 hours a week down to 32, you know, then you've got paying people more and, you know, you're giving them better pension benefits and all of that is going to make our cars cheaper, right? Isn't that how that works? The cars go down in price?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, okay, right, absolutely.
Just making sure I understand basic economics. So you're going to pay more for cars. No, because, you know, they're just going to take the hit. And also, I was reading a very interesting article the other day in the Wall Street Journal about how the auto industry itself is kind of like this Frankenstein amalgam of all the different responses to government intrusion into the marketplace over the years with cars. And so the real question, it remains to be seen, you know, how competitive are American cars against, say, the rest of the world, including, I think there's still a like 25% import tariff on light trucks. Ever wonder why trucks do better? Well, I mean, you know, could be the protectionism. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And taking a look around, not showing a ton. Chemstrand and East 9 Mile showing an accident, but I'm not seeing a roadblock there. Davis Highway, this is Ramp B. So I-10 eastbound exit, the I-110 northbound to Davis Highway right there at the spur. Showing an accident this morning, but not showing a roadblock. Certainly is caution there. As you know, wherever you are, 437-1620. Text in those traffic tips. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you need to work on a project of any kind in your house, a remodel, or maybe you're building something, or even building a house or a business, Pensacola Hardware, they've got you taken care of. They've been doing this since 1851. And, you know, the idea there is this legacy of knowledge and legacy of just knowing how things are done and of building and building and helping contractors and making things happen. And when you walk around Pensacola, you know, that building, Pensacola Hardware probably supplied that. If it's 50 years old, if it's 100 years old, if it's 150 years old, like they've been around that long since before the Civil War. And they love helping people. They love telling people, you know, this is an effective way to do this. That is not an effective way to do this. And you know, that product that you really think you need, you don't really need that. You need this instead. And they're the folks to ask because they really are the experts. They understand it. So the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, like I said, since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware. 828 News Radio 92.3. Interesting thing. We're talking a little bit about gender today in a variety of different contexts, like the Panthers have the first transgender cheerleader, a bald black guy, girl, I don't know, whatever, you know. So anyway, nobody.
Go Panthers. Keep pounding. No. That's their thing.
No,
it is.
No men are more excited than to go to the stadium and watch the
cheering
born
is,
male pretending to be wearing a bikini top. Anyway, but on a different note, the Marine Corps, you know, it hasn't been that long that we've had integrated services in terms of gender, right? But this is now the last of the female dress codes where you have a skirt required is being lifted. Women in the Marine Corps advocating for a change. The service announced it will allow female staff, non-commissioned officers, NCOs, and officers to wear slacks with evening dress uniform. Until this week, that was the last uniform that had a skirt-only mandate for women in the Corps. So service published an update to its uniform regulations last Wednesday, allows female staff sergeants and above to wear high-waisted evening dress slacks as an alternative to long or knee-length skirts as an alternative, so you don't have to wear the skirt. You can, I guess you don't have to. Made ahead of the Marine Corps birthday season coming, in which formal occasions are fairly common. So just kind of interesting note. And also, and this was just kind of, what? This is weird. Apparently, you know, there's this phenomenon where you see faces and things where the face is not actually there. Like you look at a cloud and you see a face.
Yeah,
or
you look
at your mashed potatoes and you see Devil's Tower. Or, you know, whatever. But
every time.
You know, you look at a tree and then the knot, you see, oh, that's a face. There's a term for this. It's called pareidolia. I do not know how to pronounce this. P-A-R-E-I-D-O-L-I-A. That's the seeing of faces where they don't really exist. Well, apparently research indicates that pregnant women or recently pregnant women are far more prone to this, and they think it might be a byproduct of like the lactating, oxytocin, all that kind of stuff, that you're more prone to see illusionary faces in things that don't have it just because you're, you know, a new mom.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The TV and Movie Writers Union has a tentative deal with production companies to end a nearly five-month-old strike, Fox's Brian Hultgren.
The agreement must now be approved by the Guild's board and members before the ongoing strike can officially end. Hollywood writers have been striking since early May, demanding better pay and benefits, increased residuals, and rules to protect writers from AI.
Those are some of the same concerns that led actors to go on strike in July. No deal there yet. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has a news conference scheduled at 11:30 Eastern time this morning. He's under pressure from some other Democrats to resign over federal bribery charges. Utah Senate Republican Mike Lee on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
He has yet to have the opportunity to present his case and to make his arguments. I look forward to hearing those.
Senator Menendez said Friday when charges were announced, he's the victim of a smear campaign. His wife and three New Jersey businessmen are also charged. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is 72 degrees. Partly cloudy skies. Beautiful morning in Pensacola today. Well, Baptist Hospital has completed their big move from their legacy campus over on E Street to that new facility on Brent Lane. And they did it several hours ahead of schedule on Saturday. After more than a year of planning, the ambulance convoys that were transporting patients to the new campus were completed in just over 6 hours Saturday morning. Escambia County Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore tells News Radio 92 patients were safely moved from the legacy campus to the new hospital. Ambulances were escorted by PPD officers. Traffic control was handled by Escambia County deputies. Two kids and one adult now recovering after a fire at a hotel room. That happened at the Quality Inn on Pensacola Boulevard. Escambia County Fire Rescue says the fire started in the room's microwave. EMS transported three patients to the hospital. No word on how serious their injuries were. Escambia County deputies are out looking for a suspect after a shooting at a home on Winton Avenue on Sunday. The sheriff's office says the suspect went to that home where he got into an argument with the couple that lived there and allegedly shot the male victim. The victim found at a local hospital appeared to have non-life-threatening injuries, and deputies do say they've identified but have not yet located that suspect. A teenager shot outside of the DeLuna Lanes bowling alley on Saturday. That happened in the early morning hours that day. The teen was reportedly shot in the arm and the stomach and was taken to the hospital in unknown condition. Escambia County deputies say the teen appeared to have been shot in a vehicle that was parked in the parking lot after getting into an argument with a group of people. Authorities in Central Florida have released the identity of a woman whose body was found in the jaws of a large alligator.
State Fish and Wildlife officials ID'd the victim as 41-year-old Sabrina Peckham. The gator was spotted Friday in a suburb of St. Petersburg with a dead body in its mouth. Game wardens later located and killed the nearly 14-foot-long creature. I'm Trey Thomas.
That's a big gator. A motorcyclist from Atmore is in critical condition today after a crash on State Road 97. Florida Highway Patrol says the 49-year-old man was riding near Tungoyle Road that morning when he swerved to avoid a deer. Now, that caused him to run off the road and then crash into a tree. The biker was found about 60 feet from his motorcycle. He was taken to Sacred Heart Hospital in critical condition. Right now, no update on that man's condition. A tragic crash in Hillsborough County. Now, that's what Sheriff Chad Cronister said Saturday. A train hit an SUV. This happened in Plant City on US 92. Six people in this car were killed. Five passengers were ejected and died at the scene. That includes a 9-year-old child and two 17-year-olds. The sheriff's office said yesterday that the 52-year-old driver had also passed away overnight. It is 8:34 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right, not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. Davis Highway, Ramp B, this is I-10 eastbound to I-110 northbound on Davis Highway, right there at the spur, showing an accident, but and it is a little slow, it looks like, as you're trying to get on to Davis this morning. Other than that, good to go. Certainly text in your traffic tips at 850-437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now a look at our weather forecast. Hot and dry today. High of about 90. It'll drop into the low 70s again overnight tonight. Starting tomorrow, we have rain chances and temps in the upper 80s throughout throughout the day with mid-70s at night. That should last through about the end of the week. And right now, it is partly cloudy. We've got 70, looks like it's warmed up a few degrees, 75 in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, and 71 in Milton.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 when Dr. Ed Meadows, the president of Pensacola State College, will be on the show talking about the college celebrating its 75th anniversary and some of the key moments in Pensacola State College's history, successes, and future endeavors. It's a show you won't want to miss tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Your money now. It's a down start for the market this week. The Dow is down 111.78 right now, 33,852.06. S&P 500 down 14.11 at 43,05.95. The NASDAQ down 54.94 at 13,162.14 this morning. The 10-year bond rate up slightly at 4.52%. Our gold prices this morning down $3.20 at $1,942.40. Silver prices down slightly at $23.68. And if you're investing in crypto, Bitcoin down big, down 350.30 at $26,125 this morning. President Biden and former President Donald Trump will be joining the United Auto Workers on the picket line this week. Biden will be traveling to Michigan Tuesday to stand in solidarity with the men and women of the UAW. Former President Trump expected as well midweek, I believe, on Wednesday to join workers on the picket lines. Looks like a tentative agreement between the Writers Guild of America and Hollywood's top studios may bring an end to the ongoing writers' strike. But Dominic Patton of Deadline does warn that there's still a few roadblocks before your favorite shows will be back on the air.
Even if the writers do make a deal, even if that deal gets ratified by their membership, will they or will not, they pick up their pens and keyboards likely. But you're not going to see anyone in front of a camera until the Actors Union make their deal.
And the writers' walkout began 140 days ago, bringing the film and TV industry to a halt. It is 8:39. Our next news at 9 o'clock. We have breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
Goodbye.
All right, so one of the things I always look at when we're doing our frivolous topic, because I always look at, like, what day is it? You know, these national days.
Mm-hmm.
And none of these are going to be the one we're going to use, but can I just tell you these days are out of control? National Math Storytelling Day.
The thing math you should do,
now, look, I'm big on math. I'm great friends with the math gymnasium owners, but, you know, this is the day to have fun telling math about stories. No one wants that. No one wants that. National Open the Magic Day.
Open the Magic?
It's about getting inspired by books.
Oh, great.
Which is a great cause, but it's a weird name. It is also National Research Administrator Day. And don't they need more? Like, it's just out of control with people. Okay. So, on the other hand, it is National Quesadilla Day, as David brought up earlier, our own fine morning news anchor, David Wayne. And so the question for you, 437-1620, he was saying that, like, a third of people eat at least a quesadilla a week, which seems like weird to me, but that's not the point I want to fix it on. My question for you is the quesadilla properly made got anything other than cheese in it? 437-1620, 437-1620. Is a proper best quesadilla going to be cheese only and tortilla and butter? I mean, you know, obvious. Or is it going to have meat or tomatoes or corn or God knows what you savages put in your quesadillas? 437-1620, not to bias the answer from the start, but 437-1620, what is the right way to serve a quesadilla? Plain cheese only or something else? Candy?
I guess plain cheese only, but really all my quesadillas come from Taco Bell. I've been running for the border every day. They're open till like 3 in the morning, and they have a Baja Blast, and I don't know. I don't remember.
You're gonna laugh at me, because you remember our question about cheese pizza?
Yeah.
And whether cheese pizza is ever the best alternative, and I said no, because it's always better if you add something to it. I think quesadillas, I'm the opposite. And I think I might have even said that
a cheese pizza
is just a quesadilla in a different shape, right? I mean, it's the same basic ingredients. You know, you got your flour and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
But no, I there's something weirdly perfect about a cheese quesadilla, particularly when it's got good, sharp cheddar in it, you know, and it's strong, melted cheese flavor. And the problem is that in that case, that flavor is so good, plus the crunch, plus the texture, just all of that stuff and the butter, you know, all of that, that as soon as you add other things to it, you're interfering with the flavor. Like, you dip it in sour cream, you think, well, that's going to be good. Yeah, but it makes you taste the cheese less. You dip it in guacamole. Yeah, that's pretty, but it makes you taste the cheese less. You add the meat, the chicken, the
pico
beef,
de gallo.
The pike, anything, and you're less of the taste of the basic perfection of the three things that make the quesadilla, the butter, the tortilla, and the cheese, you know? So I'm kind of in favor of the plain cheese quesadilla. Does that make me weird?
I mean, yes.
Oh, well, duh. I mean, that's a known. So 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, my mathnasium people are standing up for themselves. There once was an equation from Nantucket. I don't want to ask how that's going to end. While the Taco Bell 437-1620, while the Taco Bell cheese quesadilla is one of my favorites, a good quesadilla can also contain a protein of your choice. Do you write for like the communications department of the diplomacy?
No, they're right.
I mean, they're right. I know, but you know, take a stand, pick it. Come on, pick a side. I don't know. That's my. You know, this is my attitude when we do the frivolous topic. Shrimp in a quesadilla. Okay, no, that's true. That is fantastic. I can't argue with that.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I know. 437-1620, a plain cheese quesadilla is for children.
Ooh.
I want the steak, the onions, the tomatoes, and the lettuce. No, what you want is a fajita. You've ordered the wrong food.
Fajita doesn't come like a pizza, though.
No, but
it has
this
it in
person,
there. It's
this
like
person
a...
wants a fajita, and they got a quesadilla by mistake. So, I would rather...
I got it.
As opposed to by Miss Chicken. Sorry, I couldn't stop myself. 437-1620. A quesadilla is best with just cheese, but it's good adding some green chilies. Okay, all right. But again, you've changed it now, which is fine. I'm just saying that. Let's see. When the Taco Bell is one of my favorites, it can also contain a protein, as long as it doesn't contain soap. I mean pico de gallo. Oh, no, I'm kind of the same. I've discovered I like pico de gallo now, making it at home for myself. But typically, like when it comes with things, it's the thing that stays on the plate.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, like
what is that Mexican spice that looks like parsley that I always mix up when I bring home? Cilantro.
Cilantro.
Yeah, that's what it throws me.
And I'm now totally addicted to cilantro, like the smell of it.
Right, I do
like,
too, but I have
good,
to know
fresh,
And it's awful in a lasagna.
Oh!
because it looks like parsley.
Yeah, it's not parsley.
Actually, I'm not the only one that's done it, but yeah.
Or if you accidentally buy the parsley instead of the cilantro and use that in the tacos, you're like,
it's not the worst. It's not. Yeah, it's just
not satisfying.
Right.
Let's see, cheddar cheese in a quesadilla. Yeah, what do you use, Monterey Jack? What are you arguing with me about? What do you bring into the table? Surely you don't use mozzarella, right?
What cheese would you use in it, though?
Yeah, well, I guess they mean Monterey Jack. I mean, that'd be the only alternative I can think of. Mm. But what would you use besides mozzarella? Now it's just a pizza. I don't know what you're talking about. But I'm curious. Follow up with me here, Jan. 437-1620.
Yeah, Jan.
Mexican pizza is a Picasso quesadilla.
I just pictured that. That's perfect. Yeah, you're right.
Fair enough. I'm with you. Cilantro, cleans out the heavy metals in your system. Well, we don't need to get like scientific or anything. Pepper jack always in a quesadilla.
I could see that.
It's all right. Plain cheese with queso cheese on top. You're talking my language. Let's see. 437-1620. Somebody again, a good friend who says cheese quesadilla if you're a child.
Oh.
Have we not met? I mean, what do you think is going on inside of this body? Come on, you know. I'm basically 14 on the inside.
No, you're smart like a professor, but yeah, it's like hanging out with a 14-year-old boy. I mean, and me too. I don't identify.
Accurate.
I don't call me.
Awkward all the time, you know, weird breath. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Me.
I'm going through puberty. Changes.
Me too. Davis Highway. This is Ramp B, I-10 eastbound to I-110 northbound, the Davis Highway. Now, a little slow on that ramp getting onto Davis, and that's an accident, but it's not blocking things, just very, very slow. Chemstrand and 9 Mile showing an accident, but not a roadblock. And 29 in Old Chemstrand showing an accident as well, but not a roadblock. He's caution there and everywhere. If you see an accident or a slowdown or have a traffic tip or want to text in on your quesadilla preferences, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Okay, I'm getting something here that I can't quite make. So Jan follows up with me and says, she's the one who says, cheddar cheese in a quesadilla with 6 question marks and a vomity face. And I said, yeah, what's your alternative? And she said, quesadilla cheese. What even is that? Is that a real thing? She sent a picture. Quesadilla cheese.
Olé melting cheese, authentic Mexican quesadilla.
If it's not cheddar, it's not as good. I don't know what you're talking about, but, you know, whatever. It's fine. 437. I love the participation. Someone says, I like beef tongue in mine. My 3-year-old likes cheese only, though. Oh, nice
okay,
shade.
Don't frown
I
on that beef tongue. That sounds disgusting, but Elasador makes...
Oh, God, beef
makes,
tongue is so
oh
good. Yeah,
goodness.
It's really, really good. No, it is. You wouldn't... And you kind of... Like, my wife would never eat that because she... hamburger only, but the tongue part of it would freak her out. But I took it home to the boys and didn't tell them what it was. And they're like, oh, this is so good. And then I told them, they're like,
that's how I got it.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah. Because if you tell them in advance, I don't want to eat that.
Same and same.
Yeah, it's just a piece of muscle. It's no big deal. 848 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want somebody who's going to really understand the market, understand your needs, listen. Okay. Take time to figure out where are you at and what's going on with you and what's going on with the market and give you good advice. And I know this because Christina Leavenworth, I've talked to her many, many times, a good friend for a long time. And, she's told people she thinks it's probably best for them not to buy. And that might seem like a weird thing for a realtor to say, and it is, but that's because she's always thinking of you. She's like, what's the best thing for you? And if she thinks that your circumstances are better now than if you were to try to sell your home and buy another one, she'll tell you that because she's told people that before. You say, why? Again, because the point is to help people. And, how can you really sleep tight at night when you didn't tell people what you thought was in their best interest? Now, it's all ultimately up to you to make a decision. But, she wants to give you honest advice about what's going to fit your situation. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty.
Like to drive alone. Some take their best friend, while others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport, the sleek compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats 7 passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount discount on the ID4 EV, including $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Work, kids, finances, your life has lots of moving parts. Let Gulf Winds help you keep them all moving forward. Our free digital banking tools make it easy for busy bill payers to manage the day-to-day. Our simple applications and low loan rates get mommy chauffeurs on the road fast. And our free accounts and low fees put extra cash in pockets so weekend warriors can have a splash more fun. We're here for you and everyone living life to the fullest. How can we move you forward? See all the ways at GoGulfWinds.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm not a spy. I'm nothing. I'm Naval Lent.
Recommendation concerning the ratification of the Escambia County Local 1395 of the ATU/AFL-CIO collective bargaining unit, which represents our Escambia County area transit. I just want to say it's been a long road, it's been a long haul, it's been 2 years worth of negotiations. And I'm very pleased to present this to the board this morning.
Now, this is something we had talked about with Wes Moreno on Thursday. It was unanimously approved. The ECAT is the last of the unions that were not in the Amalgamated Transit Union. I forget the number. Anyway, the ATU, whatever the number is, that they are now on board. All the unions have all signed their deals. And so we're 100%, I believe we're 100% back under contract with everybody in Escambia County, which is a big credit to Wes Moreno for figuring all those out. This was the long outstanding one. And like I said, we talked about this with him on Thursday, but still, it's good to hear it finally get its way through. Kind of interesting. I'm going to get to this more probably tomorrow, although there's so much stuff to get to that I haven't even gotten to today. I listened to all of the Land Development Code meeting from Santa Rosa County. You're like, good Lord, Andrew. Yeah, I know it's like 7 hours, but it was really interesting. Really interesting. I learned a lot of stuff. We'll share some of that with you tomorrow. One thing worth noting, though, is remember the billboard changes they were talking about, 2,000 to 1,000 feet, the spacing between them, so making it for more billboards, changing the size so they could have larger billboards, changing the regulations on Chemukla Highway and Woodbine to allow them as if they are larger roads because they will be in the future. Anyway, there were going to be some changes. The net takeaway was going to be probably more billboards and more competition, at least hopefully, because that's one of the problems in the billboard industry right now is you have had two companies and then the one bought the other one. And so now you have one company that owns almost all the billboards in the area, which is, you know, monopolies are never the best, right? So anyway, Colton Wright announced that was actually something they're not going to take up this time.
It's my understanding item E, billboards, that request to make any changes has been removed and we'll take that up possibly at a later date. Is that correct, Sean? Okay, so there's no proposed changes to any billboard regulations at this time.
There you go. So that's gone, which was one of the controversial topics. Now, still, they did a lot of talking about, like, clear cutting, okay, and townhomes was kind of an interesting one dealing with the parking because Escambia is dealing with this problem now, and we're hopefully going to have some, you know, reform of the parking ordinances and apartment complex design, as Commissioner Bergosh has said that he wants to have a standalone section on that. Anyway, so that's all stuff kind of coming down the road. One of the things, oh, I guess it's time for traffic. How about that? Look at that. Right on time.
I guess it's
never happened.
Traffic.
No, I'm just so
kidding.
Bad at this. It drives my boss Mary crazy. I just cannot. It's like a genetic defect or something. So, and now I've talked so much that we're not exactly on time.
Oh, no. You want to get your info out. And the good news is we're not showing any slowdowns right now. Avalon and Sanchez Court showing an accident. But not a roadblock. Davis Highway, the ramp B, this is I-10 eastbound, right there at the spur to I-110 northbound at Davis, showing an accident. Looks like that's been cleared up. And Chemstrand and East 9 Mile showing an accident. 29 in Old Chemstrand also showing an accident. But again, no roadblocks at any of these places. Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. It's KNOX. Their family, serving your family since 1929. More info on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. It's Knox, knocks them out. Text in your traffic tips, 850-437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So I thought this was really interesting. Earlier this morning, Commissioner Kerry Smith in Santa Rosa County for District 2, which is Bob Cole's old seat. Okay, it's Milton and East. And he had sent me...
Cough.
Pardon me. he had sent me a video that he had taken late last night, and you can't really see anything on the video. I shared it on our Facebook page. But you can definitely hear what's going on outside of his home off the Yellow River last night.
I don't know.
That's at least two different kinds of machine gun fire.
It's 11:55.
Almost midnight last night. Oh. That's serious fire going on.
So you can put beans in a quesadilla, too.
Yeah, this is not a fart. That's not what's happening here. This is not, you know, Commissioner Smith had too much to eat for the gassy foods. This is, something like a Sea Whiz or an anti-aircraft or something like that being shot off. So that's some pretty serious sound effects. And all I could, and he said he went outside and he heard commands being yelled and, you know, thought maybe he'd seen some of the Zodiacs, you know, the rapid inflatable boats that they drive around in, that the Special Forces guys train in, the AFSOC down the road at Hurlburt. So, man, talk about a night. Like, you're just, you know, having your sleep, and then, hey, at midnight, you know, training's got to happen, right? You got to, why do you train? You train so you know how to fight. I think it's the sound of freedom, man. If it were me, I'd be like, I totally understand where his heart is. Like, I would want to just get out and go look, you know? Let's go see what we can see. And again, maybe you don't want to be right next to it, but they're probably not firing live rounds. I would think not firing live rounds. I can't imagine that they would be anywhere in that kind of proximity to people. But there you go. So that was just if you heard any of that last night in that vicinity in Santa Rosa County, that's what it was. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, speaking of AFSOC, the Hurlburt has finished its first phase one of construction. And they are planning on preparing to reopen the Hurlburt Field Air Park to the public. It's been closed for like 20 years. So that would be like the static displays and the planes out front and, you know, some of the little monuments and signs that tell you what things are. I know we drove past there the other day and it looked like they had a new plane out front, but haven't been there that way all that often enough to be able to say for sure. But it seemed like from the overpass, you could see there was a new plane facing the road, and it wasn't one I remembered being before. Oh, and also just since we're kind of in the military vicinity, we're in Destin on our bike ride over the weekend, and I hear a jet sound. And, you know, it's Eglin, so you never know what you're going to see. It's a Raptor, it's an F-35, whatever. I look up, and I see something I've never seen before. An F-117 Nighthawk, which is the stealth fighter. It's really not a fighter, but it's a fighter by designation. And it's got that flat bottom, super angular look, and then those 45-degree angled rear vertical stabilizers. I'm like, all right, I get my phone. He was gone. So I don't have a picture.
But yeah, sure you did, bud.
Other people have confirmed to me that they have also seen in the vicinity. So I don't know if he was going off. My wife thought he went from the civilian airport. I think that's unlikely, but you never know. That's where we were at the time. So anyway. Future news? All right. Is Usher going to be a good show?
Yes.
Local news.